Michael Harm from the 8th of June 1967 with White a Shade of Pale. Oh, I love it. 25 and a half minutes now past 9 o'clock. And knocking Procol Harum off the top, on the 19th of July 1967, the Beatles were number one with All You Need Is Love. The 1st of June 1967 was the day of the release in Britain of the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band LP, the album that completed the process of transformation of the Beatles from the world's most exciting beat group to the makers of the world's most exciting records. The transformation from a group who prided themselves in the early days on their ability to reproduce on stage any sound that they put down on record, into a group who had given up live performances in favour of the sophistication of recording techniques to produce brilliant popular music. Sgt. Pepper's not only led the way for groups to spend more time in studios exploring new ideas in sound, it was also one of the very first concept albums, and thus the album above all others to promote the concept idea, which has been used by virtually everybody in pop and rock in the 18 years since its release. 24 days after the release of Sgt. Pepper's, the Beatles appeared on a BBC TV show called Our World that was beamed live by satellite to all five continents. They sang All You Need Is Love in the Abbey Road studio, and within 2 weeks it became the next single and the 12th number one. Excellent Beatles from the 19th of July 1967, when they were number one for 3 weeks with All You Need Is Love. Nudging them off the top, on the 9th of August 1967, Scott McKenzie was number one for 4 weeks with San Francisco. Be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. The longest title of any song to reach number one was written by John Phillips and was sung by the almost one-hit wonder Scott McKenzie, who had previously been an early 60s group called The Journeymen with John Phillips, who married Michelle Gilliam. With her, Cass Elliot and Denny Doherty created the Mamas and the Papas, high priests of the Californian flower power phase of 1967. Scott McKenzie was quoted as saying that the lyrics were the basis of his lifestyle, which is probably how he managed to turn such an ordinary song into a superb single. It also explains why Scott McKenzie sank into the pit of oblivion in 1967, despite 1 week at number 50 with a follow-up single, Like an Old-Time Movie.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentle people.
Tremolos, Procol Harum, The Beatles and Scott McKenzie. That completes this morning's four number ones from 1967. Tomorrow we've got two from 67 and two from 68. We'll have Long John Baldry, The Beatles again, Manfred Mann and Esther and Abby O'Farrin. That'll all be coming up at 9:15 tomorrow.
And up here, in the helicopter, we're gazing down on Beachy's Bargain Warehouse.
Beachy's Bargain Warehouse, the Moor, Boddenham. And look, dear boy.
What's that, Sir Henry?
Big Ron, he's in the car park. He's waving to us.
He wants to make sure we mention the second-hand furniture, the household goods, toys, menswear, ladieswear,
children's wear,
boots and shoes.
And with spring in mind, compost, seed trays and fertilizers.
All from Beachy's Bargain Warehouse, the Moor, Boddenham. Phone Boddenham 441.
Ah, Ron's holding up a big notice now.
Ooh, what's it say?
It says, who is flying the helicopter?
Well, it's not me. I can't fly.
And I'm a great actor, not a pilot.
Beachy's Bargain Warehouse, the Moor, Boddenham. Open Thursday, Saturday and Sunday, 9:30 to 4:30.
My name is Bond. No, not that Bond. Investment Bond.
Before you invest your money, consult the experts, Lines and Associates. Explore the possibilities, the advantages, with the professional managers, Lines and Associates, 10 High Street Ludlow. They have a special offer on investments. So before you invest, call in and see Lines and Associates, who can invest your money wisely in building societies and bonds, and you could see your money grow immediately by as much as 2%. Lines and Associates know how. They're your professional investment advisors. Lines and Associates, 10 High Street, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 4290. Ludlow 4290. Lines and Associates.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795. Now.
You should go to Bengra's of Leinster.
Why should I go to Bengra's of Leinster?
Because they have the biggest hire fleet in Leinster.
Why should I go to Bengra's?
Because they have the biggest selection of new and used cars from miles around.
Why should I go to Bengra's?
Because their petrol sales are open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week.
Why should I go to Bengra's?
Because they have a fast, efficient service department. Bengra's of Leinster, your local Peugeot, Vauxhall, Talbot and Opel dealer at Bargates. Telephone... I beg your pardon. Telephone Leinster 2337.
Sunshine Radio.
If I were a carpenter, you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, would you still find me carrying the pots I made, following behind me? Save my love through loneliness, save my love for sorrow. I've given you my onlyness, come and give me your tomorrow. If I work my hands in wood, would you still love me? Answer me, babe, yes I would. I'll put you above me. If I were a miller at a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your color box, your soft shoes shining? If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? Would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
That is an oldie from 66, Bobby Darin. If I were a carpenter, 22 minutes to 10, 2 to relax to. Sit down and put your feet up. Think lovely, lovely thoughts. We'll stick a couple of nice ones back to back.
Goodbye, Norma Jean. No, I never knew you at all. You had the grace to hold yourself like those around you crawl. They crawled out of the woodwork and they whispered into your brain. They set you on the treadmill and they made you change your name. And it seems to me you lived your life the cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies and walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. Took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. A cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field.
Elton John, Candle in the Wind, and then Simon and Garfunkel. Sorry about that, totally slipped my mind for me. Right, a couple of quick hellos and good mornings now. Those two were especially to Leslie from Mike, okay? And also Nettie and Mark want me to say good morning to them. So, good morning Nettie, good morning Mark. Wakey wakey, two can have a party. Two can have a party. That must be the best record in the world for getting people up at parties to dance. Must have played it a million times. 13 to 10 on a Tuesday, the 19th of February.
Well, I once believed
made them short in them days, but boy, are they good. The Velvets, Needle in a Haystack, a couple from the Motown charts. Great stuff.
For the vaults of Motown!
11 minutes to 10. Also want to say good morning now to Annette and Graham Vickis. I think it's Vickis anyway. I just got to say good morning to them. Mark phoned up from Lentudan, although I've got a funny feeling that it's just a big setup, that. But anyway, so good morning to Annette and Graham Vickis. It's 11 minutes to 10.
Come, Sunshine Shopping in St. Owen Street, Hereford.
Why spend more than you need to? Why pay top price for a piece of carpet when there's terrific reductions in the sale at St. Owen's Carpets in Hereford? Yes, terrific reductions on roll ends and remnants, meaning at least 50% off their normal prices. St. Owen's Carpets in Hereford, where other sale items include carpet tiles, vinyl floor coverings, and all their normal carpet lines. St. Owen's Carpets, try their home selection service with free quotations. Sale now on at St. Owen's Carpets with terrific reductions on roll ends and remnants. St. Owen's Carpets, 20 St. Owen Street, Hereford. Phone Hereford 53221.
New and used TVs with full service backup. New and used TVs with full service backup from Kempson's in St. Owen Street, Hereford. Kempson's also sell microwave ovens. And if you're into computers, well, Kempson's stock BBC and Electron, along with a full range of hardware and software. Whether it's TVs or computers or both, call into the specialists. Kempson's, St. Owen Street, Hereford. Phone Hereford 273 480. And don't forget, Kempson's are also official stockists of Girl Guide and Scout Wear, with a comprehensive range always in stock. Kempson's, St. Owen Street, Hereford. Hereford 273 480.
Shopping in Hereford? Treat yourself to some home cooking at the City Walls Restaurant in St. Owen Street. Lunches are served 12 till 2, Monday to Saturday. The City Walls Restaurant reckon they offer the best value in town, with cheap snacks to full lunches for around £1.50, and lunches for under sixes, only 95 pence. The City Walls Restaurant, St. Owen Street, open in the evenings too, for dinner between 7 and 11. It's time you treated yourself to a steak at the City Walls Steak Bar and Restaurant, 67 St. Owen Street, Hereford. Phone Hereford 267 720. Take a lunchtime break at the City Walls Restaurant, Hereford.
Personal service and quality, that's something you can take for granted at the Children's Outfitter in St. Owen Street, Hereford. For the most comprehensive range of British and continental children's wear from the age of right up to 14 years old, call in to the Children's Outfitter, where there's quality school wear always available at competitive prices. The nursery department has prams, pushchairs, cots and high chairs. Come along to the Children's Outfitter, 32 St. Owen Street, Hereford. Phone Hereford 279 666. Hereford 279 666.
Andrew Lamput is the new specialist family jewellery and silverware shop at 28 St. Owen Street, Hereford. Andrew Lamput has a wide range of quality antique and new silverware and jewellery. At Andrew Lamput, the service is personal and friendly, and the resident working silversmiths and jewellers provide an excellent repair and renovation service in Andrew Lamput's own workshops. There's quality diamond rings and gold jewellery, a re-silver plating service on EPNS items. At Andrew Lamput, 28 St. Owen Street, Hereford. Telephone Hereford 274 961.
Office equipment at special prices. Yes, Townsends of Hereford have office equipment at special prices. Townsends in St. Owen Street have four-drawer filing cabinets at only £82 plus VAT, and that's delivered free within 35 miles. Townsends for Olivetti 110 typewriters at only £450 plus VAT. Ring Tim or Sheila on Hereford 277-797 or call in to Townsends at 60 St. Owen Street, Hereford. Townsends for office equipment at special prices. Ring Tim or Sheila on Hereford 277-797. Townsends, the office people who care.
Sunshine Radio. We'll be right back.
your life.
Hernandez and Born to Be Alive. Right, before I go, oops, just want to add somebody phone up and say, there's somebody's son's who's lost a black and white cat, okay? Now, it's only a small cat and it disappeared from Cove Street. I presume it disappeared either last night or today anyway. It's a little lad and it's his cat and he wants it back if you see it. It's, as I say, it's black and white, answers to the name of Rusty, and this is not a joke, it walks with its head on one side a little bit. So if you come across that, if you would like to give them a ring on Ludlow 2965. So that's 2965. If you found a black and white cat, only a small one, as I say, it belongs to a little boy who really wants it back, okay? Answers to the name of Rusty, walks with his head a little bit on one side.
Sounds like James Harding.
I'm glad you said that, not me. So give him a ring on, give him a ring on Ludlow 2965. And they'll be there ready to take your call. Now, what's happened here? Oh, there it is, right. Listen, see you tomorrow morning between 6 and 10. Thanks for joining me. Have a super day and just take care. I'm afraid Colin James will be along after the news at 10 o'clock. Bye-bye.
317 kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
A Boeing 727 of the Spanish airline Iberia has crashed minutes before it was due to land at Bilbao. 120 people on board are feared dead. Civil aviation officials say the Boeing was on an internal flight from Madrid to the industrial city of Bilbao when it crashed, and it's reported to have been totally destroyed. It's believed there are no survivors. Here at home, an air crash pilot is being hailed as a hero after keeping his crippled light aircraft in the air long enough so that a row of houses in Hampshire could be cleared. Pilot Trevor Carley radioed a Mayday call before crashing into a garden at Hailing Island. Both he and his passenger are expected to be released from hospital today. A nurse, Penelope Payne, was one of the first on the scene, and she spoke to the pilot.
All I know is he said, I tried to get to the field, and it conked out. And he said, I missed the houses, and that's all.
What help could you actually give them?
The help we could give them was literally, as a nurse, is to put them in warm blankets, to keep them warm and to sort of prevent the blood running down their faces so they didn't get worried, and call for the ambulance fire brigade and sort of do the necessary. There's nothing much you can do with head injuries. You've just got to keep them as still as possible.
The TUC leader Norman Willis leads a seven-man team to Downing Street this morning to plead the case for more talks in the Pitt dispute. But Mrs. Thatcher is unlikely to undermine the coal board's tough stand. Here's our industrial editor, Neil Mainland.
Mr. Willis will lead his seven-man liaison team, which has been in constant touch with the dispute. Mrs. Thatcher will be joined by Energy Secretary Peter Walker and other senior ministers. Mr. Willis will stress his belief in negotiation to solve the dispute. He says the miners' executive has made new concessions and claims the gap between the two sides is now bridgeable. But the coal board says it still wants assurances that the union agrees to close uneconomic pits. Mrs. Thatcher is unlikely to contradict that NCB position.
Legal proceedings are starting in London against the CND leader, Monsignor Bruce Kent, for non-payment of tax. He's withholding about £40 of the tax due on a small legacy he received last year because 15% of all tax funds go towards nuclear weapons. Last month, a group of Quakers were ordered to pay tax, which had been withheld for the same reasons. But Monsignor Kent says it's not a vain gesture.
I think the more people that do it, I mean, eventually someone's going to hear. I don't think it's a vain cause. I mean, the law exists. I'm not talking about morals, about which I feel deeply. I'm talking about simply the law. And I believe that law says quite clearly that nuclear weapons are indiscriminate and are illegal. So even if I don't win this time, I hope others will follow. We'll get the law operated.
And just to repeat the main news story of the morning so far, a very tragic one, a Boeing 727 of the Spanish airline Iberia has crashed minutes before it was due to land at Bilbao. 120 people on board are feared dead. It's believed there are no survivors. Independent Radio News.
Good morning. Sunshine Radio weather, dry this morning with a chance of rain, sleet or snow this afternoon. 2 degrees centigrade is the high, and the outlook mainly dry with some sunny intervals.
Thank you.
Charlie the Elephant is back, isn't he? Hello, Cookie.
Morning.
You have a nice time in Northern Ireland.
I had an excellent time, thank you very much.
And you're pleased to be back, I can tell.
Any business of yours whatsoever.
Do you know, I thought we were going to go the whole 4 hours this morning without an Elton John track.
Wrong.
But just about 20 to 10, we made it. Oh, well.
Why never fail?
Nice to have you back, mate. The Big Boobs Club coming up at 10:15. Also, your accurate horoscope and a TV trivia quiz question to get your cudgel in your brains. It's 7 past 10.
Who's there?
Eurythmics, Who's That Girl? Great story from the pages of the Sunshine Radio Big Boobs Club coming up next.
Sunshine, beaming down on Worcester. Johnson Sound Services. Sound out Johnson Sound Services in Friar Street, Worcester for top quality hi-fi gear. Johnson Sound Services for shortwave and communication sets. Johnson Sound Services are Worcester's established hi-fi people, renowned for equipment, tapes, accessories, and repairs. For all your hi-fi and radio needs, contact the best. Johnson Sound Services, Friar Street, Worcester. Telephone Worcester 25740.
Sounds good.
Ace Tools in Worcester have high-quality tools for the mechanic at competitive prices and with lifetime guarantees. If you're running a garage, Ace Tools will always find it convenient to come to you and show samples. Ace Tools for socket sets in all sizes.